This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 727, entitled Masculists See Entitled Women as Ignorable Vermin. Description. Masculists have a hatred of entitled women, seeing them as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, to be exterminated by being totally ignored. Chinese women are particularly guilty of this, as this flyer shows. Now the flyer itself. Masculists see entitled women as ignorable vermin. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. Email profhugodagaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodagaris.wordpress.com. Recently, Chinese Americans have been uploading Chinese gender political videos to the Western Manosphere with English subtitles so that Western Manospherians can observe what is happening to men in China with its billion plus population. What strikes me about these videos is the level of entitlement of Chinese women that so disgusts me, filling me full of masculine hatred against such women, which is what this flyer is about. China is an ancient culture dating back 5,000 years. When it comes to marriage, it's a millennia-long custom for the family of the groom in a marriage to pay a bride price to the family of the bride. Why? Because it was the Chinese custom for the bride to move to the family of the groom. Thus, the groom family gained a domestic and agricultural worker, and the bride family lost one. So to compensate for this loss, the groom family paid a bride price to the bride family, whose amount was haggled over between the families. This bride price tradition is so strong in China that even so-called modern couples still use it, with the groom having to hand over large amounts of money to the bride family, with the amount of money reflecting the worth of the bride. Such brides then measure their worth, as seen through the eyes of their grooms, by the amount of money. If a bride feels that the groom is paying over a small amount to her family, she feels slighted and angry at the groom. I've seen several videos in which the bride gets so angry at the penury of her groom, for example, not buying her a sports car as part of the bride price, that she berates him viciously to the point that the groom walks out of her life. Seeing such videos strongly angers me as a masculist, filling me full of hatred towards these hyper-entitled Chinese women who expect to fleece their groom. I really hope that millions of young men in China have VPNs, that's in brackets, that is, virtual private networks, which allow them to access uncensored internet content coming from Western countries, something which is illegal in China under the dictatorial brutality of the CCP, its Chinese Communist Party, close brackets, who understand English so it can be influenced by Western masculine thinking so that they can liberate themselves from the bride price parasitism and man's slavery of traditional Chinese women, the type of women whom Western masculists have a hatred of and are out to exterminate. The core idea of masculism is that it is a rebellion by men against being man slaves to women, working for women for decades, with these women making no effort to FIP up, in brackets, FIP, F-I-P, financially independent person, close brackets, who expect to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life. Maskless are abolitionists who see man slavery as slavery and literally a thousand times worse a moral problem than was Negro slavery, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves in the US in the early 1800s, and there are several billion, with a B, man slaves in the world today, whom the Maskless are out to liberate worldwide by putting Maskless ideas and gender role expectations into the heads of men around the world. With women working more, men can literally afford to work less, having more time to pursue their own dreams instead of being full-time man-slaves to fluffy parasites. Maskless argue that women have a powerful moral duty to FIP up for the following reasons. It was men who gave women science-based medicine, so that women today, in first world countries, have a life expectancy of 85 years. It was men who gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, etc., so that women today have the means to choose the number of kids they have, which is typically 0, 1 or 2. Thus, women have a career window of half a century, even those women who stay at home for some years while their kids are very small. Educated, upper middle class women in the 60s and 70s thus poured into the workforce to escape the ennui of middle class suburbia as housewives, choosing to live the careerist life the way their husbands did. This feminist-induced female careerist role was a fundamental shift in cultural history, which profoundly changed women's role from being housewives to being careerists, to being FIPs, and not parasiting off the labour and money of their husbands. Then along came masculism, men's lib, so that masculists started standing up, pointing the finger at women, telling them, quote, "Now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, which will get you killed," end quote. To masculists, man's slavery is slavery, and slavery is a moral abomination, a war issue. Maskless are at war against fluffies, brackets, fluffy equals, a derogatory maskless term for a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man, sexploiting him for decades, the worst of all gender crimes as seen by maskless, who see themselves as abolitionists, who are out to rid the world of man's slavery by forcing women to FIP up or to rot on the shelf, seen as vermin, manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, to be spat at and so hated as to be effectively exterminated by being forced to rot on the shelf, by being totally ignored by men, masculisted men, who have a hatred of fluffies, the opposite of FIPs, close brackets. Maskless have a very effective strategy to wipe out fluffies, and that is to preach to men maskless ideas, so that men become conscious that if they marry a fluffy and have kids with her, then he will face a one chance in four of being butchered in the fluffy feminist dominated divorce court system, having his kids ripped away from him, losing his house to his ex-fluffy wife so she can raise her kids in it, losing half his wealth and possessions to her, and often paying her alimony for the rest of his life, with no legal nor moral obligation on her to get off her fat parasitic ass and FIP up, so that she continues to parasite off him after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. Divorce became so toxic for men that now 2/3 of young men in the US refuse to marry and reject fatherhood. They refuse to face a one chance in four of being butchered as a married father. To Maskless, fluffydom equates to man slavery and divorce rape as something to be hated and destroyed. So Maskless are out to destroy fluffy parasites and fluffy feminist hypocrites. We destroy fluffies by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, thus forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, and totally rejected both socially and sexually. As maskless and MGTOW, that's men going their own way, ideas infect the minds of nearly all men on the planet, especially in the advanced Western countries, these men will cause enormous psychological pain for women, spitting in their face, rejecting them with hatred for their awful gender crimes of manslavery, the worst of all gender crimes in either direction, male to female or female to male. A fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some gullible, ignorant, in brackets, of masculist or MGTOW ideas. Manslavable man. But thanks to the rise of the manosphere, in brackets, that is, men on the internet talking about men's issues, close bracket, the supply of such manslavable men is drying up, forcing women to fip up or to rot on the shelf, hated and ignored, treated in moral terms as vermin to be exterminated. In Western countries, we are seeing increasingly entitled young women who have fluffy attitudes towards men being brutally crushed psychologically by being rejected in very hateful terms by masculisted young men who see fluffies as manslavers, as vermin, as hateable, to be spat at, to be exterminated. Masses have the same degree of hatred today against fluffies as had abolitionists in the northern states of the US against southern state slavers of Negroes in the middle 1800s. To masculists, man slavery is a war issue. It rouses passions in masculists who are at war against fluffies and fluffy feminists who control the divorce courts and thus butcher the lives of one father in four. Masculists aim to wipe out fluffies and fluffy feminists by spreading masculist ideas to the planet, to the point of saturation, that is, when virtually all men have been deeply influenced by masculist ideas, so that nearly all men don't tolerate fluffy manslavery and treat fluffies and fluffy feminists as vermin, to be hated, to be exterminated by being totally ignored, not even pumped and dumped. This process is already well underway in the US, where today two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, claiming that these young women are undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. Monoconscious feminists, by definition, have only had their feminist consciousness raised, that is, they are aware of how men oppress women, but have not had their masculine consciousness raised, so are clueless about how much worse women oppress men, for example, man's slavery, divorce rape, forced fathering, etc. So these monoconscious feminists feel they have the right to trash men publicly for the ways that men oppress women. Masculists are usually bi-conscious, that is, they are equally familiar with masculist ideas as feminist ideas, so see clearly that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that women oppress men far worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making monoconscious feminists appear as arch hypocrites to biconscious masculists, given that women oppress men so much worse than vice versa. So, when masculist men come across entitled fluffy women, they become extremely angry with them and bite their fucking heads off, haranguing them out of the room with verbally violent, ideologically hateful, masculist rhetoric, screaming at these women that they are manslaving, divorce-raping, parasitical vermin to be exterminated by being totally ignored. If the fluffy is also a feminist, and many are, then these extremely angry and hateful masculists can then threaten these monoconscious fluffy feminists that if they don't become bi-conscious, in brackets, by learning masculist ideas, before, capital letters, the man in their lives, if they have one, then they risk being dumped by that man as a consequence of him becoming bi-conscious by being targeted by the masculists who teach these monoconscious male feminist boyfriends the main ideas of masculism. So these boyfriends become bi-conscious, who then see the monoconsciousness of their feminist girlfriends as profoundly hypocritical, given that women oppress men far worse. These now bi-conscious masculist boyfriends become disgusted with their monoconscious feminist girlfriends for their hypocrisy and then dump them. Masculists are out to destroy entitled women by crushing them psychologically. I would not like, a few years from now, to be an 18-year-old young woman in high school who gets the reputation in her class and school of being a fluffy. She will be spat at by all the young men around her and even by her female masculist classmates as well. Life will become unbearable for her, resulting in several million young women suiciding over the next few years as millions of young masculisted men crush these women to death, wiping them out, thus removing the entitled attitudes of millions, later billions, of women, so that female entitlement dies out. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Masculist tab for 720 plus Masculist essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, Krishmar? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash. London Real, brackets. See the last half hour of this